This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Woody, one day here before 4th of July, big celebration for a lot of people, whether you're leaving town today or tomorrow to fight all the airports or hanging around South Florida enjoying everything here. By the way, the Marlins play 12-10 today. If you got the little whippersnappers at home looking for something to do today, before you kick it off, I can't beat a 12-10 start against a team that's playing really well. Even last night after a 2-1 loss, and had some chances to win that game, and a couple of crazy plays. Anyway, they'll be back at it with a chance to win that series today against Minnesota, and of course a weekend series against the Milwaukee Brewers, who are in town. We'll tell you a little bit later on about some of the festivities.
I don't know if you're around, Joe, but it's Senior Day today.
That's right.
65 and up, two complimentary tickets.
Me and a wife could go for free is what you're saying, Woody. Thank you.
You shouldn't have included her in that.
But oh, you're
would she be a plus one?
Wait a second. Yeah, she'd be the plus one. She's actually. Oh, she'd be so mad. You know, women.
That's why I said.
But I will tell you, she's not 6'5" yet.
Okay.
She's not 65. Yeah. She's always 35.
So yeah. So you would have guessed. You would have guessed. Yeah, no. I'm guessing she's not into.
Usually, I keep
game,
going but... on this, and I stick my foot in my mouth, and then it wouldn't matter anyway. But anyway, hey, we've got that.
By the way, it is supposed to rain like all day today.
Well, then that's definitely a ballpark day.
It's supposed to rain the next 2 days. Yeah. I hate to break that.
And I promise you, when you go to that Marlins ballpark, no matter where you are in South Florida, it's 72 and perfect conditions.
They do have a roof, yes.
There you go. Hey, so we were talking, before we get to all this stuff here, and Kim Bocamper is going to join us this morning. Brian Windhorst, who worked down here and has kind of followed Brian Windhorst's career, has been about following LeBron James around. That kind of got him going, although he's doing a lot of stuff now. And anyway, it's that time of year. And so Brian Windhorst is all fired up about what Milwaukee just did, letting Damian Lillard go so they could free up some room. Now, Damian Lillard, don't feel badly for him, because as good a guard as he been, he blew out his Achilles. They released him after still having a pretty good season. I think he averaged 24 points a game in the regular season, but blew out his Achilles, and so they cut him. They owe him $113 million, going back to Portland, as happy as can be. Out of Milwaukee, rehab, and when you get healthy enough, he's going to have 8 or 10 teams interested in him because he's that good on his comeback. But anyway, Brian Windhorst was not happy with this deal.
It's a level of mortgage that really pro sports has never seen before. As a Cleveland Browns fan, this is akin to what the Deshaun Watson contract was. Except for Deshaun Watson wouldn't even be on the team anymore, which is pretty much the way it is anyway, but that's another story for another day. This is that level of mortgaging, except for the player is not going to be there. And I was in Cleveland in 2010 when LeBron was walking away. I was there those days when I felt the desperation that it was existing and wrapping around the Cavs franchise. I felt not quite that same level when Kevin Durant left Oklahoma City, but I felt that a little bit too. And there's nothing like a small market that's losing a superstar. The desperation is almost depressing. And so I think if this had happened in Cleveland and these tools were available to them for LeBron, they would have done this. In fact, they might have done it with two or three players. They might still be paying off stuff in 2010 to hold on to LeBron for a year. So I kind of, in a way, get and understand and give sort of a pass to Milwaukee, even though I don't think that this is really a smart move on any level. The problem that I have with it is that I don't think Miles Turner moves the needle. And I say that, guys, not as an insult to Miles Turner, because I have so much respect for him. He's a good player. I spent 3 weeks with him in China with the national team in 2019. I met his parents, great people, had great conversations with him, great guy. It is not a comment on him as a player. I just don't see this level of mortgage resulting in a moving of the needle that makes Giannis say, oh, now everything's different, and that's what my concern would be.
My concern would be, no matter how you feel about Damian Lillard and what just happened in Milwaukee, don't ever, ever try to compare it to anything Deshaun Watson, ever. It would be hard. Some of you out there have followed the history of sports closer than I have. If you can find a worse deal, and thank God it wasn't the Miami Dolphins, than the Deshaun Watson disaster, from the PR hit you were going to take unless he was a superstar, which didn't happen, what you gave up, the amount of money you gave to him guaranteed, it is a slam dunk by itself. There hasn't been a quarterback yet that's got the amount of guaranteed money for the whole contract like he has. We got some guys got bigger contracts, but it's not fully guaranteed. Deshaun Watson, Cleveland was so desperate and not in the final two, they offered up knowing the female massage therapists were coming out of the woodwork right and left from all over. He settled 20 claims. He paid. They backloaded, redid this contract so he wouldn't take the big hit. They gave up 3 first-round picks, 1 third and 2 fourths, and he has been horrible. And on top of that, now injured. And the worst part is he's still got to be around the friggin' team because you're still stuck on a big fat part of that guaranteed contract. And with it, they were hoping Deshaun Watson was going to play really well so they wouldn't take the PR hit. You know how we are. All of a sudden, you play well and, well, maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't him. It was all those girls on a money grab. Now that he sucks, that Deshaun Watson deal's by itself. There should be no mention of Milwaukee Bucks, Damian Lillard, Antetokounmpo, none of them.
I mean, I get what he's saying. He's
No. As soon as you try to...
Look, Milwaukee gave up a lot of money.
You could say...
They got a lot of money walking away.
You try and justify him throwing in anything Deshaun Watson should have never been mentioned.
This is injury. They would never have moved on from the guy if he wasn't injured.
Right.
And the Deshaun Watson thing is so bizarre.
Damian Lillard's really good. Damian Lillard was really good and does everything right and stands for everything right. And actually, people, he's one of the most respected guys in the NBA because he stayed in Portland so long. Everybody's been trying to run him out of there, and he goes, I know you don't believe it, but my family and I love living here. He's going back to Portland now. He just doesn't want to play for the team anymore, I don't think. But now... I mean, 113 million guaranteed, but whatever it is, Brian Windhorst is a pretty smart guy, and he decided to take a stupid pill. Don't ever mention Deshaun. I don't care how bad of deal you have happened in your town, don't ever mention Deshaun Watson. You can talk about the biggest, but we've had nothing like Deshaun Watson in this town. Nothing like it. We've had screw-ups. We've whiffed on first-round picks. We have never had a disaster like Deshaun Watson for $230 million fully guaranteed, give up 3 first-round picks, a third and 2 fourths, and he's a disaster as a player and a disaster as a human being. Settled 20 claims with female massage therapists. One said, screw you, I don't want your money. Ass clown, I want you to know I know what you grabbed. That's a hard one to beat, man. Seriously. And I know some of you right there now, right here, day before 4th of July, trying to figure out how to top Deshaun Watson. And you can't. I mean, if he at least was a good guy, a good dude.
Bo just walked in. He's probably like, what is this guy talking about?
That's right? 40 ounces of coffee, man.
You're bouncing off the wall screaming about Deshaun
Watson. Brian Windhorst, I like him. And I go, Brian. You dumbass. You just went dumbass.
I do like what he said, though, too, about the small markets losing guys. And it is different now, right, because you see some of these like SGA, right? He stays in Oklahoma City.
I thought what happened in Oklahoma City is great for basketball.
But remember 2010, though. I mean, you got to remember that. The devastation, LeBron leaving. I mean, that crushed that city.
What does that have to do?
They were closing down sports bars around the arena.
Deshaun Watson.
The whole city was going out of business.
The owner finally had to come out, and he and his wife had to look at each other.
It's the worst contract in the history of sports.
Bad all the way around.
I don't think there could possibly be a worse contract.
Starting with PR. This isn't a quarterback that gained 80 pounds and ate himself out of the league.
Bad guy and bad player. There is no worse contract ever.
It's a hard one.
That's one where karma really kicked in, right?
Yes.
They go, you want to go down this road with a scumbag?
I like that, Woody. I like some of your takes today. Hey, by the way, we were just talking to... One thing about the NFL, and I know this team's been taking a serious hit all offseason. They have, and it didn't go any better this week. But I will tell you one thing about the NFL, and one thing I always disagree with Mike Flores is to get rid of the draft. The draft is set up. If you know what you're doing, you can help your team flip things around quickly. And you notice we never talk about markets. We never go, the guy will never go to Buffalo. Guy will never go to Kansas City.
I'm usually on board a lot of stuff Mike says, but his draft take, and he's been on that for years.
Yeah, let's let all the young quarterbacks go where they want.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's an utterly bizarre take, and especially the draft is the second biggest event outside of the Super Bowl that they have, right? I mean, hell, you got –
By the way,
how many people went to that thing?
The draft party's bigger than everybody else's big events for the finals. The amount of people that watch the draft. It's gotten that lopsided.
Yeah.
That three-day draft, including the number one, the network said, hey, screw that. Let ESPN and NFL Network have it. Can we get in?
It's a big, big event for them. It's never going away.
By the way, it's one thing that you sit and watch to see what's going to happen to all 32 teams. Or the teams that get two picks or three first-round picks. It's another to see 300,000 or 400,000 people get weekend. Hey, can we get a hotel room? We're coming in for the big party for 3 days to watch the draft. 1 through 7. And get all dressed up in our favorite team colors. All right, man. Whew, man, I got
you okay?
Yeah.
I
got to call Baptist Health to see how those heart doctors that have been working on Bo and the rest of us, man, see how we're doing.
I don't even know what you're talking about. I walked into a hornet's nest. Hornet's nest. I heard
Brian Windhorst went stupid.
That wasn't a bad contract Cleveland gave him.
No.
It was cap friendly.
Yeah. Hey, and by the way, on top of that, the owner pissed off every other owner with a guaranteed money. Now the commissioner's going, can you guys cut back? And they go, call the guy from Cleveland. He's the jerky that gave a fully guaranteed.
You know who else had pissed off? All those other guys that were going to those massage parlors.
Yeah. I guess I can never accidentally put my package against her now. That's done. Yeah, we can't do that anymore. Field goal kicker and a quarterback found that out.
Yeah, he paved the way for Justin Tucker. Yeah,
yeah, it didn't work for him either.
No.
He's just glad to have 10 months, and he's still –
he's done.
Going over the church, denying it. Hey, right now I want to talk to you about Baptist Health South. Let's get in some good things, man. Woody, I'm turning into you lately, man. I want to talk about Baptist Health South Florida and their sports medicine program. Not just their doctors, because they do everything at Baptist Health South Florida. I want to talk about one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. Inter Miami, the Heat, the Panthers, the Miami Dolphins. FIU, FAU, most of the big sporting events all have doctors from Baptist Health covering their events and taking care of their teams and taking care of their events. I'm talking about some of the top specialists in the country for anything to do with the knee. Doesn't matter. Shoulder, foot and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement, and Achilles doctors. Taking care of all of South Florida and not just our professional teams. No, not just the Inter Miami and the Heat and the Panthers and the Dolphins. They're doing a lot of other teams and all of us. So next time you have an injury, I want to let you know, including the new facility at 595 in Pine Island Implantation. Good morning to Dr. Swartzen, our doctor, and one hell of a doctor he is. They got great people. Visit baptisthealth.net/ortho. One go every day about getting you healthy, back out playing the sports you love the most.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, I haven't talked to him very much this week. I want to give you a heads up. He is a good friend, but I have not talked to him about all the news this week. And boy, the Dolphins, Bo, they loaded up the trade. By the way, not all bad. Jalen Ramsey and Jonnu Smith going to the Steelers for Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was our first-round pick, who's now back. And then on top of that, the little bit of a head-scratcher, I'm not going to lie to you. Darren Waller retired from football, now coming back at age 33 in September to be our pass receiving tight end. What'd you think overall? We knew Ramsey was gone.
You knew Ramsey. So the way I'm kind of dissecting this trade or these moves this way. Oh, so we're getting Minkah for Ramsey. I'm good with that.
Yes.
Right? Good with that. Although Minkah's, I don't think he's had very, I think his last couple of years have been as well as he did. But I just remember, you know what, for all the years that I've been around this team and covering them, playing for them, that was maybe the most disappointing thing to me when they traded Minkah, because that guy, you knew that guy was a star.
Unbelievable rookie.
I mean, from the day,
yes,
from the first day you saw, I remember standing on the sideline in a preseason game, and I'm standing next to Kunjemi. We're doing the pregame, the stuff there. And you know, it's Minkah's. I think it's Minkah's first preseason game, and some guy, you know, some, you know, guy quarterback rolls out, kind of little pump fake, Minka bites on it, throws the ball over his head, and you know, for a completion, and so about, you know, maybe next series in, guy tries to throw the same thing. Minka doesn't bite on the cheese, goes up, picks on the play. It makes the play. And I go, man, that's you know, I mean, it tells you a kid, a young kid like that coming into a league a lot more sophisticated than what he's played. And so I was just, and then when they traded him, it broke my heart.
Yeah, that was a tough one
because he was a good kid.
He was a great kid.
Yeah.
And it was weird. First of all, he's unbelievable slot cover.
No doubt.
One of the best slot. His numbers he put up as a slot cover were tops in the league. But when he wanted out, Bo, it was weird. Like he was like you couldn't talk to him. He wanted out.
Yep. The mom got into.
He's done. I'm out of here.
The mom got into it.
He checked out.
She checked out. So it's nice to have him back. And I think there's still enough in the tank because look, he now completely improved that sort of the middle part of that secondary. He's still corners are still. But the one I can't get, I can't get Darren Waller. I mean, here you got a guy that kind of came into the league on a rough note.
He's had some demons.
Played well.
Yeah.
Played well. And then all of a sudden he broke down the last couple years.
Giants did not go well. The Giants thing was.
And so now he's out for a year. And you know what, Joe, I'm going to ask you this. So, you know, when I got let go from the Dolphins – I knew I couldn't play very well anymore. I was beat up, you know, my shoulder. I couldn't even, you know, they should have let me go.
Right.
Because I couldn't produce.
Physically, all the injuries.
Yeah. And so a year later, I'm feeling good. Oh man, you know, I'm feeling good. Maybe I'll try to go back again, you know?
Yeah.
And then I caught myself. I said, no, I can't, you know, yeah. I tried to start working out. I go, no, I don't think so. So there's that one year, there's that 1 year gap where you go, oh, well, geez, I'm not feeling as bad. My injuries aren't, you know, so I don't know. You know, to me, I've seen this before with these I don't want to call them retreads. I don't want to call but these guys that have come back like something like that, from a physical standpoint, from an injury standpoint, it just never seems to work out. It you know, they'll have a couple good games, but midway through the season or early in the season, they just those injuries that they've had, you know, come back to haunt him. Now I'm not, you know, I'm not being gloom and doom, but
that's all right. Everybody else has.
But you go from a tight end that really has still got a little bit of elevation. He could get better and better a little bit to a guy that now you're hoping, you know, it's a reclamation project.
His best days were in Vegas.
Yes, no
those
doubt.
2 years in Vegas. Yeah. Frank Smith was his coach. I get why Frank wanted him.
Yeah,
but also the part you're being nice about besides the physical part. Is everything he's been through mentally up top.
Yeah.
Look, he's had demons, and I'm not getting into because I don't know all the stories, but we just call them demons.
Yeah.
Whether it's depression, anxiety, whatever it's been in the past. And now at 33, you're coming back. Because what he asked me yesterday is a great question. He said, so what's the chances that he plays a game? Getting through camp,
because
he's going to compete and have bad days where guys going to cover him, and he goes, "Wow, that never used to happen."
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, you hope for the best, and you know the Dolphins, you know they that tight end position they've been clinging to some guys in there that have been around for a while, and they go they're all potential guys, and we haven't seen it on the field.
I've had some of the
anytime anybody uses the word hope, it's rough, man.
Hey, the other part is that they haven't given up on. He's been here a few years, and that's kind of what you're talking about, Tanner Connor.
Yeah,
Connor.
Well, you know, if they're going to give, I guess
either way,
I guess if they're going to have a Pro Bowl for mini camps, I think he's probably in that.
I don't know, it was mini camp or he had the big day against Tampa Bay in the practices up there.
Yeah, exactly. So,
and I'm not trying to take a shot.
No, I'm not either.
Look, those guys are going. He runs fast. He's bigger.
An athletic guy. Yeah, no doubt. But you know. Anyway. So, I'm perplexed. Really, I don't know how to now. I don't know how to figure out this team. I know their interior lines are going to be better on both sides. Are going to be good. I'm confident in the offensive line. Confidence in the defensive line. Confident in the linebackers. you know, I'm hoping for a big bounce back year from Waddle. Is a guy I'm looking at.
Well, both guys got to get their numbers up.
Tyreek certainly, and Waddle's got to follow suit.
Yeah, he can't have
a year like last year. No.
Not the way this team structured and the money they gave him. They gave money to be a big part of this offense.
And then I kind of like the running back room.
That's fine.
Right? That's fine. And I think with the offensive line, Tua should have the opportunity to play more games, you know, health-wise. You got some pass rushers that, you know, coming back.
If those two can stay healthy.
If they stay healthy, that's a big plus.
That's a big part to play with.
I feel like I've gone from a team 2 years ago where you're going, wow, look at this. You got this guy. You got two great receivers. You know, you got a tight end.
Well, I know you felt like I did. That's the best team we thought. This is best team in a long time they had.
This is a legitimate team that's got a really legitimate chance to go a long way. And from then on, it's just broken down. And so, look, I'm gonna go in with an open slate. I'm gonna sit there and watch the practices, see what goes on, and just you know, again, like I've said, it's to me, it's on Mike's shoulders. It's on Mike's shoulders to mold that team, figure it out, and get those guys playing as well as you can. And he's gonna have to get some guys. He's gonna have to be able to get some guys to play much better than they have. I think an Austin Jackson can play better, got to play better. And I think you've got a lot of guys on that football team that need to play better, and he's got to be the impetus to get them to do it.
You know, you didn't really sell me on all those things, or the way that tone of voice and
stuff. I'm trying to be optimistic.
Hey, I was just curious what you guys think about this.
I don't want to be that guy. You know, you're always, no. I'm until I see – you know,
hopeful.
I was surprised
hopeful.
This
okay.
morning I drove down here. There was no traffic. I'm hoping there's no traffic. I'm hoping there's no traffic on. When
first
the,
thing Bo says is, hey, man, it was an easy ride today. Everybody must have taken vacation early.
I found this really interesting. I was on a Hard Rock app the other day, and they had Tyreek Hill's receiving yards at 975.
Oh, I got it.
That's
way
what
over.
You mean. That's what they're
over
projecting?
Under.
Over
yeah.
under.
And it's even money on both sides.
Wow. Well,
975.
Well, I got to tell you, I know where I'm put. Am I allowed to put doing the games? Are we allowed to put bets
I don't
on
know.
Out, guys? That's
I don't
a
know.
Good question. I got to be careful.
Why don't you ask Malik Beasley?
I do have the
hard rock. No. I don't know.
I do have the Hard Rock bets on my phone. But I don't do NFL. I'll
put it in for you.
Hey, money starts going up now. Where that's the first time you hit me with that. I
saw it yesterday. I actually was just like perusing through it yesterday.
I like the over.
Oh, I go way over.
Yeah. I mean, right?
I don't
Unless
think 2,000. I think he's
well,
on
look,
a mission.
The guy
doesn't really get hurt.
It feels
that
way.
Much.
975 is low.
That guy's pretty durable.
Even when
he gets hurt.
He plays. But I got to believe that Tyreek, after everything that's gone on from last year, quitting at the end of the year, all that, and all the stuff in between, which seems to be normal course of business for him. But you got to think this guy, you know, just with his pride alone, has to say, I got to be better than this. I got to be better.
I think he
hit it. It may not be about the team winning or losing. It's about him getting back to the status. Guy came into the league last year as the number one player in the league, voted by all the players.
Yeah, he was. That's right.
He's not nowhere near that number one this year, you know.
Hey, by the way, any guy at age 30 running 10-1 and a 10-1-7 in two different.
Yeah.
And I mean beating some fast dudes out there. And I know he ain't out at the track every day running. He's been at camp.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And if there's ever I've ever heard a bet that I like an over on. You got any more of that stuff? Woody, you just hit me with that. You know that was very important.
I saw that number and I was shocked.
It was their win-loss.
8.5. And at the under, about, the under
by the way,
is favored
that's,
on
that's,
that one.
That's about where everybody's at,
you're getting,
right?
No, you're getting juice on the under, though.
That's about where
no, at. Not everybody. Buffalo's not at that number.
No, I mean all the prognosticators for the Dolphins.
Yes.
That number is pretty much
I think
number,
everything's right in the 8 to 9 in between there, which I get.
Yeah.
But there are teams that I know they're saying the same things, but, Bo, that schedule – if you're playing well, and usually we're okay against the teams that struggle, we seem to play well again, not except Tennessee. But man, it'll be an we got to go to break here, but we do have a loss. So you got me on that. You totally threw me off. Tyreek's under 1,000 yards.
Tyreek having a good season, and like, I mean, if he doesn't go over 1,000, if he doesn't go over 1,000, the season's a disaster.
Well, first of all, if he does anything, he didn't have any deep passes last year. He had one in the opener. Yeah. That was pretty much it. That 80-yard play. And
no, he could easily have a 200-yard game in there.
Oh, he could chew it up quickly.
If he doesn't go for 1,000 yards, it's because the season went off the tracks, right?
I would say if that number's under, that's not a good sign for
this
team.
So they have a number on Waddle?
Yeah, what's the
number
on Waddle?
They don't even have a number on Waddle on there. No.
Really?
No. Not yet. I mean, they might, but.
See, I'm thinking Waddle after his minicamp.
Me too.
That he's on over 1,000 this year, too. Now, I'm not saying they're sniffing 3,000 between them.
Well, Jonnu leaving helps. Unless you think Darren Waller's going to come in and ball out.
No, but I don't think you're right. I think their tight end's not sniffing 90 catches or this year. All right, we got to go to break. Beverly's Jewelers never goes to break. Jeff, Amanda, good morning, and thank you. Thank you for being around for so long. Been my jeweler for 35 years, an incredible offer going right now. I kind of started this myself, and some people have taken me up on it. So you want to get engaged. And listen, Beverly's Jewelers always been known to place to go to get engaged. They've got a ring that in your price range and something you want, you're going to get the best deals. There's no question about it. But they got this stunning 3-carat certified lab-grown diamond, VVS Clarity E-Color, set in a custom-made 14-carat diamond ring for just $3,999. So when you got all your buddies telling you, oh, man, it's going to be 30, 40 grand to get the ring she really wants, that's not true, man. This thing is spectacular. I want you to go see it in person, ask a zillion questions. You are going to love it. And, man, she's going to love it. It is fantastic. If you want it bigger, you can get even bigger and for just a little bit more money. It's a limited-time offer, plus gold prices are at an all-time high. Beverly's paying top dollar for your gold, silver, diamonds, and jewelry with immediate payment. Hey, birthdays, anniversaries, anything, Beverly's Jewelers really is a place to stop by and grab something on your way home that says, I love you for any special occasion. All different price ranges. They're in Fort Lauderdale off Commercial Boulevard. You can go to bevjewelers.com or go to Beverly's Jewelers in person, even better yet, where South Florida gets engaged.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody. Boy, there's a lot of stuff going on, man.
Yeah.
I thought, whatever happened after mini camps, everything's supposed to be kind of dead. And now we got teams winning championships and all this news and the drafts and the free agency.
Well, crazy. I think Florio said it's not good when you're doing stuff like this in late June, early July, right? Isn't that kind of what he said?
Well, isn't this the time of the year, you know, when you've been a radio host where you talk about, hey, what's the best pizza in town? You know, and you take calls, right?
Oh no, this is where you come up with your list.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Best five quarterbacks ever.
All right. Anyway, let's get to some headlines here. ESPN celebrating their most watched Wimbledon day one on record. Apparently, they had seven people watch. Joe, you were one of them. Now they had 539,000 viewers.
Is that you say that's good? I did watch.
They have 539,000 viewers. That may be 37%.
Darlington.
That may be the Darlington effect.
Jeff Darlington, big part of it.
Yeah, maybe. Or Joe keeps talking about it on the air. Who knows, man?
I've cut back because I realize everybody comes up. You know, nobody cares. Nobody cares about tennis.
So this is the first week of Wimbledon, right?
Yeah.
And we already lost two of our guys. Coco.
Oh, no, a bunch of them.
Coco.
A bunch of them been knocked out.
That's just because of the grass, right? The surfaces mean a lot in tennis, right?
It's none of my business, but since you asked, and I'm not getting deep into this, Coco won the French Open.
Yeah.
The Sabalenka upset her.
Yeah.
Comes home and celebrates a little bit.
Yeah.
And doesn't do the whole grass tour. You go right and do the grass tour.
Because there's the All England thing.
Matches, and the other players go right from the clay over to practice. Because it takes a while to get used to playing on that grass. It's a little slick.
So you're saying she got lazy? Is that what you're saying, Joe?
She lost one match.
Yeah.
She lost her first match, last one.
Yeah.
And then played in that and didn't look very good. She didn't even look close to the girl I saw on the clay.
Yeah.
All right, so.
You weren't getting deep into it.
Nah, sorry.
Okay. All right, this was kind of funny yesterday. You know, we got all those fake Twitter accounts out there. An account under the name Scam Sharania, like Shams?
Yeah.
Sharania, sent out a thing yesterday that said Mike Breen was retiring from calling NBA game. And he actually got a couple of ESPN people, Ramona Shelburne and Mark Spears, both went on there and wished him well in his retirement. I fall for those too. Everyone does.
Well, because
you just got to laugh when it happens.
The people that do those wait when there's a little drama because they're talking about getting rid of everybody he's working with.
Yeah.
And he's good, but like it made it sound like he's fed up. He's had, I've made enough money. I'm done. I'm not putting up with this. It was great. Yeah. Perfect time.
I am hoping they make a couple of.
I know you are.
Like who you want out?
He's not a Doris fan.
Everyone except for Mike Breen. Literally everyone on that entire broadcast.
Woody and the ESPN basketball group, because we are TNT guys here with that.
Yeah.
Not football, but the basketball.
Yeah.
And an overdose of Stephen A.
is too much
for me.
Yeah. Stephen A. Speaking of Stephen A. So he's not only becoming the. Like the, you know, I don't know, bombastic
voice
of every sport. Now he's a politician, right?
Yeah. Now he's getting into politics.
He's on these CNN. He's
he does stuff on bloviating
about all different kinds of things.
But you know what else is crazy about him? Huh. He's actually, and I think he's serious. Some said he's not.
No, he might run for president. No. So
that'd be a slam dunk for the other party.
At first popped up. And then he said, "Oh no!" I mean, then 2 days later, he goes, "Oh, it's not a bad idea," you know.
Kind of like that, you guys.
I like that idea.
My ego needed that.
Can you imagine his clown shtick at one of those like presidential debates?
Oh no, he changes.
He does all that yelling and the voice changing.
He can do all that stuff.
Let me tell you, he He can make you believe. You know, he can make you believe.
They open up the broadcast and they let him go. And it's like, why is he screaming at me?
Well, you know what's amazing?
What is he so pissed off about?
Joe, you've been around him. Like, I haven't been around him. But last time I was around him much was when the Heat were in the NBA
Yeah,
final.
But he was kind of quiet on the sideline.
No.
This guy now.
But you watch him walk into an arena. And he's like, you know, I mean, he's got a strut.
Well, he likes it. He likes Stephen A. You're the man. Yeah, wave to him.
He likes to be the story too.
Well, the guy he was working with back then had to hide because he's such a.
Who was that?
Skip Bayless.
Oh no, Skip Bayless.
Skip Bayless accused Tyrese Halliburton of faking an injury right before the.
That's what everybody does.
Yeah.
Fake almost blown out Achilles. All right, what else you have?
All right, let's jump off of sports here for a second. We had a verdict in the Sean Diddy Combs.
Yeah, what's the deal? Is he going to jail or not? Is he getting
some time? So he's going to jail. There was four charges. The biggest one, the racketeering thing, no.
Then he's good shape.
But they didn't give him bail, so he's still in jail. And the idea is that he may get like 15 years is what I heard.
No.
Yes.
Oh, I heard too last night.
Well, this says right here, Bo, that he was found guilty of the lesser charges, the sex trafficking thing. No go on that one. He got like this prostitution thing or whatever.
Yes.
And
yes.
They said they're going to seek a 4 to 5 year prison sentence. My guess is he walks.
Walks right away?
That would be my guess.
I don't think so. Then when they didn't give him bail, that's not a good sign.
So my sources,
I didn't follow this thing like all that closely, but it seems like there's a lot of evidence against him.
My sources last night, we've got some big time attorneys who I went to law school.
Cal Law.
What are they saying?
Cheating school.
Did you talk to Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, that's who I should have called. Yeah. I'm sure he knows what's going on.
What's your guess?
What about those jurors that they watched all that? They showed all the video, but they wouldn't show. They put a curtain in front of it so the people in the courtroom didn't see it, just the jurors, because it was so salacious. You know,
can I tell you one of the most intimidating things? I think I told you, Bo. I did a murder one death penalty.
I didn't know that.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
And and so that guy looking at me that was accused of killing, he was a Jamaican posse hitman.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And this guy was running, he's part of the East Coast, and he was going, people that didn't pay their bills,
he whacked them.
So I thought it was over after they had him for killing people.
Right.
They had pictures of, he's putting them in the trunk under the bridge by Dillard High School.
Right.
And so they go, no, you guys got to come back in a week for the death penalty now. So they have another guy stand up. And that guy looking at you every day while you're going through it.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Intimidating.
Well, because he had some family in there. Yeah.
He's just doing his job.
No, but he was doing his job. That's good, Woody. That's kind of scary.
Yeah, well.
That guy looking at you, and if I get out, don't think I... Yeah. My family won't be looking for you.
Not for nothing, but you know, with all the heads in that booth, there's who gets the most attention. The big head gets the most attention, right?
I was sitting in the front too. I was sitting right in the front.
How long was the trial?
I got off work for 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
I did not do radio or TV for 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I went to the judge right before, and he said, "You've been selected." And I said, "Judge, that's fine." He goes, "I know who you are." And he gave me a little attitude. He goes, "We know who you are." They both knew.
Yeah.
Go, you're in.
Did you hit the judge with a, "Do you know who I am?"
No, I said, "Do you know what I do for a living?" Oh, I wanted to let him know because usually people in the media don't get to part of that.
Yeah. I didn't know if you did that with the judge. Usually you only do that at restaurants.
I don't ever do that, jerky.
The closest I ever got to a trial.
Get in.
Closest I ever got to a trial was going in where they're picking the jury. And I got picked. And then an hour later, they go out, or they mediated the case. It's over. Go home.
Well, they had 3 days to find. They went through 300 people, I think,
to get the jury.
Because everybody found out it was going to be a long one.
Yeah.
It was going to be a murder trial.
Yeah.
And so one person I work with here was there, and she said, "Listen, I can't afford with the kids and stuff, and they don't want to hear it.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
So word spread how you get out. You either say you the death penalty.
Yeah.
You're a big believer in the death penalty.
Yeah.
Because they ask you how you feel about life in prison versus death penalty. How you feel about police officers.
Yeah. Well, they asked me, like, say, what do you think? I said, I don't believe in guns. I don't. I don't. I don't own a gun. I don't want to own a gun. I don't like guns. I don't want anything to do with guns.
All you had to do was one of those too much, one side or the other.
But that's really what I believe. So there was one lady in there, and she's like just like trying everything I can. I got kids. I got this. No.
They don't want to hear about kids.
No. So the lady next to her, call the next one. She don't speak English. All she speaks is Spanish, right? And so the judge goes, oh, no, okay, you're excused. And the lady before raises her hand. She goes, I don't speak English very well myself. guy goes, sit down.
By the way, and that was the go-to line for everybody. Like, I work and I have no support from my husband, and I can't miss work. Please sit down. They don't want to hear it.
Well, so let me ask this. I've been in the jury pool twice. You've been in that jury pool, right? You look at that cast of characters. You want some of those people deciding whether you're going to go to jail or not?
It's tough because no one wants to be.
No, those two attorneys are pretty good staff.
But I mean, look at the whole, when you get that whole net that they throw out and pull the people in, you're sitting in there, you know, before they put you, like when you're just sitting there and they're going to put you in some, wherever you're going to. And you're looking around these people and you go, really?
So, Bo, I got to tell you the final part of this thing. So, we're death penalty, he gets life.
Yeah.
We had the vote. By the way, votes came, and by the way, got ugly. That room, private room. Really? I stayed in a hotel one night.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how serious it was. They put you up embassy suites. Yeah. So, we're in there, and it got ugly. Like,
did you get free breakfast?
Yeah. Three military guys, or guys were in military, voted right away. They came out and
gone.
They went death. Put him away. This guy's a bum.
Yeah.
So the others, and so it got heated with people that felt that way. Anyway, the vote ended up with the guy got life in prison. So I'm going to my car. I was just glad to get it over, man. It was a month, and my wife's a little concerned about something might happen, and this is crazy. I can't believe you're doing this. I get almost to my car, and a lady taps me, and it was her brother that did all the bad stuff, right. And she said, thank you so much. Thank you. I just want to thank you.
So they didn't. Cause
they said they were hoping he'd get life in prison so they could see him, number one.
Yeah.
And number two, he was in there with a bunch of guys from the Jamaican posse.
Right.
So he's going to be fine.
Yeah, wow.
All right, let me get you one more.
Sorry,
here.
Woody.
I was going to do the one about Red Panda. Did you see that broken wrist? She's the lady that rides the unicycle and flips the balls on her head.
Yeah.
Took a vicious fall.
She did.
Yeah, broken wrist. Yeah.
She's done for a while.
Yeah.
I don't even know who that is.
They're saying 2 to 4 months.
I don't know who that is.
Wow.
Upper extremity. All right, last one for you here, guys. We got the hot dog thing coming up to tomorrow, right,
for July 4th. Joey Chestnut's back. Huh? After a year off.
PETA going to be staging a big protest at this thing. Obviously,
really?
They don't like people eating
after
hot dogs.
After all these years? They wouldn't have liked my son's birthday party. We had hot dogs last weekend.
Yeah. Well, I thought this was funny. I didn't know this, but
they were good.
The lead PETA mascot, his name is Tommy Tofu. Tommy Tofu will be leading the charge here.
So they want to do a tofu eating contest instead of the hot dog eating contest?
They're going to be handing out vegan dogs at the event to try to sway people from...
Oh, gosh.
I don't even know how much meat's in a real hot dog anyway. But
I don't know, but they're good. I still enjoy the hell. I just put mustard on. They're ready to go. Hey, we got to go to break because guess who's going to join us? But we're going to have Chris Perkins, Dolphins columnist.
Not Perk again.
You know, Perk's another one likes to go, I like the guy. You know how much I like him, but. And then he goes into it.
Perk's always got a good look at it.
He does.
He does. I like it. I like Perk.
You gave me a heads up one day on a couple of things with Perk. It was good.
Yeah, but Perk,
that's good. That's good stuff. Hey, want to let you know, 4th of July, it belongs to baseball. And right now, the Marlins, 8-game win streak's over. Had some things happen yesterday. Had a chance to win. Really should have won that game. End up losing 2-1, but they're playing a lot better, so it's been great. I do want to let you know,
Get over the sweep of the Giants.
That one hurt.
Oh, my gosh.
Giants are playing great baseball, and the Marlins go out there and beat them three straight.
Walk through them.
And my dad's going, you said they're not. I go, no, they haven't been very good. And I said, they beat Atlanta 2 out of 3, but they – and he goes, oh, good, we need them, man. They're starting to not play well. They lost all three.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, 12-10 start today. Game three, they have a chance to win another series against the Twins today. And then we got a lot of cool stuff this weekend for 4th of July, the fireworks at the ballpark. Tomorrow night, red, white, and brew, they call it. Military appreciation as well. Go to Marlins.com/promos, by the way, to get all your – find out all the things that they're doing for the Twins and Brewers as well as a senior citizen. And I was just told, and I'm eligible and Bo's eligible to get the free ticket for if you're 65 or older. So we could be going out, and so can you if you want to catch a 12-10 game today and get the weekend started early. A lot of people not working. Get to the ballpark. Don't worry about the rain this weekend because you are covered, man. Nothing like it. Ready to go. Jim Leland bobblehead is this Sunday. You can get the bobblehead, Hall of Fame bobblehead, Jim Leland, this Sunday for the first 8,000 fans. Again, Marlins.com/promotions. They got great stuff going on this weekend for some really cool stuff. They got ticket packages for the Marlins USA T-shirt as well when you get your ticket on Saturday. So pretty cool stuff. And the Marlins, more importantly than anything else, are really playing great baseball right now. Stowers and the boys are really playing great stuff. A lot of young guys playing well. Marlins baseball, home all weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.